In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Dear faithful, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new paste. Thus expresses St. Paul his wish for us on Easter Sunday. On this Easter Sunday, it would seem that it is first and foremost the change in our souls, which the resurrection of Christ has the power to effect, that is on the apostles' mind. 40 days of penance have now come and gone. Are we any closer to Christ? In our daily lives, do we imitate him any more faithfully? Do we attempt to see the events of our lives and our neighbor through the lens of his sight with any greater effort or regularity than just a little over a month ago? Probably not, I think most of us would be inclined to answer. But has it ever occurred to you that perhaps that is precisely why St. Paul, inspired by the Holy Ghost, exhorts us today in these words, "Purge out the old leaven. It is still in us, and yet the grace of God is ready to accomplish the most wondrous change, if only we will let it. The grace of God is ready to make saints out of us, if only we will accept to become saints on God's terms, not our own, and put on the new man who, according to God, is created in justice and holiness of truth," the saint tells us elsewhere in Scripture. This insistence on the newness of life in Christ, only truly being a new creation in Christ by baptism, is paramount for St. Paul, who was converted in an instant, very much despite himself, by a miraculous intervention on the part of our Lord. He went from arresting Christians and sending them to their deaths to bringing the holy name of Jesus to all the nations and being the most distinguished apostle by his sufferings and labors. What made him so? What was the event that caused such a profound change in his soul, turning Saul, the persecutor, into St. Paul, the apostle and martyr of Christ? He reveals it in these terms. If Christ has not been raised from the dead, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. And last of all, he was seen also by me as one born out of due time. Christ's real, physical resurrection from the dead and completing the work of our redemption has also for us the value of a symbol of our final end. Eternity in heaven is the true Pasch and the end of the resurrection. Therefore, Easter, our Pasch, here on earth, is the feast of feasts, the solemnity of solemnities. The human race was dead. It was the victim of that sentence whereby it was condemned to lie dust in the tomb. The gates of life were shut against it. But the Son of God rises from the grave and takes possession of eternal life. And nor is he the only one who is to die no more. The apostle teaches us he is the firstborn from the dead. Holy Mother Church would therefore have us consider ourselves as already having risen with our Jesus and having already taken possession of eternal life. It's only ours to lose it. The Holy Fathers bid us look on these 50 days of Paschaltide as the image of our eternal happiness, their days devoted exclusively to joy. Every sort of sadness is forbidden, as if it could be permitted to us, striving to become saints, to be sad, especially less so during Paschaltide. And the Church cannot speak to her divine spouse without joining to her words that glorious cry of heaven, Alleluia, wherewith, as the Holy Liturgy says, the streets and squares of the heavenly Jerusalem resound without ceasing. We've been forbidden the use of this joyous word during the past 9 weeks, it was necessary for us to die with Christ. But now that we have risen together with him from the tomb, and that we are resolved to die no more, that death of sin which kills the soul and caused our Redeemer to die on the cross, we have a right to our Alleluia. Easter is also the mystery of the Lamb slain for our salvation. Isaiah beseeched God to send the Lamb who was to be the ruler of the earth. He comes, therefore, not only that he may be sacrificed, not only that he may feed us with his sacred flesh, but likewise that he may command the earth and be king. Christ is king. Let us be attentive to the mystery. Out of love for man, who needed redemption and a heavenly food that would invigorate, Jesus deigned to be as a lamb. But he had, moreover, to triumph over his own and over our enemies. He had to reign. All power was given to him in heaven and in earth. The words of sacred scripture. In this triumph and power, he is a lion. Nothing can resist him. His victory is celebrated this day throughout the world. Listen to the great deacon of Edessa, St. Ephraim. At the 12th hour, he was taken down from the cross as a lion that slept. He has roused himself from sleep by his own power. He has risen a lamb for us, a lion for his enemies. Thus united in his person, gentleness and power. This completes the mystery of our Pasch. A lamb, triumphant, obeyed, and adored. Let us pay him the homage so justly due, until we be permitted to join in heaven with the millions of angels and the 24 elders of the book of the Apocalypse. Let us repeat here on earth the hymn they are forever singing. The lamb that was slain is worthy to receive power and divinity and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and benediction. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.